Sports Central. Sports Central.
Always good to catch up on a Sunday with our man Richie Gibson. He's based up in beautiful Queensland. Beautiful one day, perfect the next. Unlike our unpredictable weather here in Melbourne. Richie, good afternoon.
Hi, Brett. How are you?
Mate, going very well. How's your week been up there?
Mate, the week has been very, very good. I just heard you talk about the Brisbane Bullets playing Sydney.
Mm.
And on Friday, I had lunch with Andre Lemanis, the Australian and Brisbane Bullets coach. And, it seems like he's got a great squad. I sat in for 2 hours and watched the boys play, and I think they're going to do really well this year.
Yeah, it's an interesting game, as Tommy Greer alluded to last hour. Of course, he had to leave Brad Newley out of the Rio squad, and of course, Brad playing under Andrew Gaze at Sydney, so I'm sure he'd be keen to impress the old boss. But we actually watched Andre very closely. I took on Melbourne United, Richie, down here a couple of weeks ago, and he certainly rides the bumps, so to speak. One of the most animated coaches going around, but clearly a guy who has been very successful at what he's done, guiding the Breakers, of course, to three titles and going on with the opportunity to coach Australia. So you would think certainly Brisbane under his leadership are going to be right there in the mix.
Absolutely, and he's a great guy to match. You know, he's so generous with his time. And you and I spoke a couple of weeks ago about the great basketball coach Ian Stacker. And at the time when I did my work with the Townsville Crocodiles, Andre was actually the assistant coach to Ian Stacker at that time.
Yeah, he certainly was. Stack's doing some good stuff too at Templestowe College these days. In fact, alongside him is the great Michelle Timms, who's going to be on the program a little bit later on today. But for those of you who haven't come across our segment with Richie, he's based up in Queensland, works with a number of elite sporting teams across the country, has written a lot of great books at richiegibson.com. Check him out. You can subscribe to Richie's newsletter as well. And I suppose one thing we wanted to touch on today, Richie, is how many of our listeners do everything on their own, don't need to rely on anyone else. I can sort of resonate a little bit with this topic, I've got to say. Human nature to take the people around us for granted. As human beings, it's in our DNA. We're going to explore that a little bit more today.
Yeah, mate. I had a conversation with a CEO from a company who I was doing a keynote presentation for the other day, and he was telling me a story about a guy called Charlie Plum. Charlie was a fighter pilot in the US Navy and flew for more than 75 missions during the Vietnam War. One afternoon on a routine mission, his plane was hit by a surface-to-air missile. He lost control of the plane, ejected and parachuted into enemy territory. He was captured and spent 2,103 days in a communist Vietnamese prisoner, as a communist Vietnamese prisoner in a prisoner of war camp. Years after his release, and once the war was over, Charlie was sitting in a restaurant with his wife when a man at another table approached him and said, "You're Charlie Plum. You flew fighter pilots in Vietnam from the aircraft carrier Kitty Hawk. You were shot down, weren't you?" "How in the world did you know that?" Charlie said. He said, "Because I packed your parachute." As you can imagine, Charlie was pretty shocked and immediately filled with gratitude. The man shook his hand and said, "I guess it worked." Charlie, with tears streaming down his face, said, "It sure did. If your chute hadn't opened, I wouldn't be here today." Charlie couldn't sleep that night, Brett, and constantly was thinking about that guy. Charlie kept wondering what he had looked like in a Navy uniform, white hat, a bib, bell-bottom trousers. He wondered how many times he would have seen him and not even said, "Good morning, how are you?" Because Charlie was a fighter pilot, and this guy was just a sailor. Charlie thought of the many hours this guy had spent in the bowels of the ship, carefully weaving the shrouds and the silks of every chute, holding in his hands each time the fate of someone he didn't know. You see, Brett, the game of life is not hard. The game of life is hard to do by yourself. We all have someone that helps us in some way pack our parachute, either at work or in a relationship. And sometimes it's important to connect and say hello, thank you, congratulations, or give a compliment for no particular reason, instead of getting caught on the treadmill of a work existence where yours is the only world that matters.
It's a very interesting conversation, because when I saw the topic today, and one of the hardest things I probably find to do, Richie, in my life is to probably delegate. I don't think I'd be alone there, or certainly, trust other people totally around you that, you know, they can do something at the level that you would do it at. I mean, you certainly need to rely on people, but you need to find those people that you can absolutely trust with your life, really.
Well, there's two types of trust. There's accepted trust and non-judgmental vulnerability trust. Accepted trust could be when you were driving to the radio station this morning, you trust that the person in the other lane on the other side of the road doesn't come into your lane and hit you head on. You trust Chris, your producer, when or if he makes you a cup of coffee, he doesn't put arsenic in there. That's accepted trust and something that we take for granted every single day.
Mm.
Non-judgmental vulnerability trust is at the crux of becoming a really good team. And it's that trust where you feel like you can be vulnerable and you can let your walls down and the people on the other side aren't gonna judge you. So that's the two main areas of trust. But I agree with you 100%.
What would you like our listeners maybe to take away from today or start to think about? I mean, I suppose a lot of your stuff can relate to life. It can relate to those out there driving today who are part of a sporting team or a sporting club where you are reliant, Richie, on, you know, so many different people.
Yeah, absolutely. I would like to lead by example and express my appreciation and show thanks to everyone, including yourself, who has ever been behind the scenes, led the way and took the time to steer me in the right direction and ensure that I landed safely. So this week, Brett, I'd love our listeners to stop for a second every now and then and recognise the people who pack their parachutes. Identify the people and their team or in their organisation that may not be a fighter pilot or a top gun, but are the ones who support your cause and enable you to fly. So what I would do is everyone that SMSs in or gives us a call and gives us their feedback and tells us who their person is, that they packed their parachute. It could be your wife. It could be your boss. I'm going to give them a complimentary audio version of my book.
Outstanding. At 94291116, if you want to call in, or 04339811116 on the SMS. Just for those who haven't come across your book, just give our listeners a bit of detail.
The name of the book is entitled Be You, Be Great. And it's a self-help motivational book, and it's designed to make you the very best version of yourself. It's designed so you can face your fears and control your perceptions. I believe, and I'm a firm believer in, one of the biggest things in life is how you control your state of mind, how you control your perceptions, because every single day life will throw some type of adversity, some type of roadblock, some type of speed up at you. That's just the way life is. So what's your perception? Are you a victim or a victor? And how you control your state of mind and your perceptions and how you control your fear is what the entire book is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Richie Gibson with us, richiegibson.com. Of course, he's got a great book out. It is called Be You, Be Great. And look, it's an interesting topic, certainly, for elite sporting teams. And I suppose we've come to learn more and more that, elite sporting teams, and maybe the Australian cricket team has identified it more for us than anything else, Richie, that we can perceive teams to be tight and trustworthy and everyone's on the same page and everyone's pulling in the right direction and being there when needed. But it's far from a fait accompli with some of the elite sporting teams around. I suppose the Australian situation is highlighted that a little bit.
I work with professional teams on a regular basis, and the first thing I normally ask the head coach or the general manager of operations is, Do you have any toxicity within your team? And normally there is. And I say, well, what we have to do is give that person a choice in either they're in or they're out, because that toxicity is like a malignant cancer cell and can spread throughout the team. And this also works throughout corporate organisations as well. And some people are just not happy and they're not the right fit. And we hear a lot, we've got to get the right people on the bus. But sometimes we need to look at the leader as well and say, well, who's driving that bus? So toxicity is a big thing. And some people will think that they're bigger than the team, as I said, whether it's a sporting team or a corporate organisation. And if that's the case, maybe they're not the right fit for the particular team and where you're going. So I agree with you, Brett. You know, teamwork is one of those things. And if you, there's a lot of things that people don't see off the ball,
yep,
that are going on. And as I said, I tell every single coach this, kill the monster while it's small before it takes over the city. Because if you allow that malignant cell to grow and compound throughout your organisation, it will grow. And what will happen is it will start to create negativity throughout the rest of the team. And that's something you don't want.
That is a fair call. Hey, hang on. We're going to take a couple of calls here, Richie. You can have a chat to Pat in Camberwell, who's called in. G'day, Pat.
G'day, mate. I want to say thank you for what you said about the parachute. I really appreciate your thoughts of it, what happened, and your attitude of saying thanks to everybody you meet. That's all I'm ringing up for, is say thank you.
Who's been your parachute, Pat?
Everyone I've met. See, I haven't had parents. All right? I was brought up in an orphanage, and everyone I met has made me the way I am. So I sort of take the attitude, I would like to say thank you to all those who have helped me, you know, even if they give me 1 second of their time. So that parachute there, yeah, you just made me feel good, mate.
Good on you, Pat.
Good on you, Pat. Thanks for your call.
Nice work. Hang on. We're going to give you a copy of Be You, Be Great. It'll come out to you. We'll get all your details. Nigel in Caulfield wants to have a chat to you, Richie. Go ahead there, Nigel.
Yeah, g'day, Richie. Look, when I was a young fella, not a bad runner, and I had a guy come to primary school, and he helped us, trained us, and just showed a lot of interest in the kids. His kids had long grown up, he got me into athletics. Even though my father was a runner, I wasn't really going to go, and you know, I ended up doing quite well at it because this guy was there for you. He would encourage you to come to training after school, and he'd drive kids home. And he had parents' permission and all that sort of stuff. And he was just a wonderful mentor, really quietly spoken, always empowered you to be resilient and also take charge and don't look on the negative, be positive all the time and work towards a plan and things like that. So he was actually, I think he was way ahead of his time, which was pretty amazing, yeah.
Do you know what I find funny about that, Brett? And I say this during my Nigel.
Yeah.
I say in my presentations, try and think of every single school teacher you had from primary school through high school through university if you went. And most people go, oh, I can't think of everyone. And I said, can you remember one? And they all go, oh, yeah, for sure. I've always got this one guy. And that one person, and that one person you're talking about, Nigel, is what I call a true leader, someone that is selfless and that goes out of their way to help others. And to me, that's what a leader is. So you can have rank, you can have a title, you can be a CEO and you can have authority, but you're not a leader. A leader is a person that looks after the people to the left of them and the people to the right of them, and a person that puts others before themselves. That's a leader. And the gentleman you're talking about, Nigel, is a true leader.
Yeah, we also had another guy called Jim Hanna who came to Australia from being an I'm pretty sure he was an Edmonton Oilers ice hockey player with national Canadian team. He was very good. He blew his knee out and came here as a teacher. And what he did for kids in Australia and ice hockey in general was amazing. And he got his knee done. I think eventually he fixed enough. He played again and he really grew the sport here in Australia. But he was forever encouraging people. And he was a guy that I remember high school,
year 7,
upwards. It was an
amazing place. Great stuff. Good on you, Nigel. Appreciate that. We're going to give you a copy of Richie's book as well, so hang on, we'll get some details. Just before we break here, Richie, if you're on the SMS, Glenn in Narre-Warren, Megan, my wife. I think there's a few wife mentions here. Mine is my wife, who is non-judgmental and packs 2 parachutes for me every day. I'm high-paced finance job. I need it. David out there at Caulfield, my mum and kids and wife are my inspiration. My little sister packs my chute every day by being the career of the family. Corey out there at Melton. And love Richie's message. We all should give our parents a call to let them know we actually appreciate what they have done for us, according to Scott. So good message, my friend. Nice work. We'll do it again next week. And people can log on, of course. Just give those details where people can find you, Richie.
The email address is... my email address is Richie, and it's spelt with a T, RITCHIE, Gibson, GIBSON.com, RichieGibson.com. And if you get onto my webpage, if any of our listeners, whether they had a chance to call in or not, Brett, if they want a complimentary audio version of the book, just drop me an email, and I'll be happy to flick one through personally to them this afternoon. And I just wanted to finish off on one thing, Brett, just because there was a few SMSs there that you mentioned, and one from David really struck a chord. I heard a saying not too long ago, and it was, women and children spell love, T-I-M-E. And it really resonated with me. And I think there's some synergies between what we spoke about today and that message as well.
No doubt. Mate, great to catch up. We'll do it again next week.
Thanks, Brett.